Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. Life is complicated. I don't think this fact is hidden or doubted by anyone that life is pretty darn complicated, mostly because of other people. We have trouble understanding other people. We can't read one another's minds. We all come from different backgrounds and cultures, and it's hard for us to be able to read each other, and it's hard for us to read ourselves, really, to be honest. And then determining what our destination and purpose is, and what's our objective and goal, and what are we doing here, and trying to find meaning in all this, all of that just adds to the complication and difficultness of life. One of the elements which is of the utmost importance in helping us overcome these hardships and difficulties is, ironically enough, a good companion, being in the company of another person. What do I mean by that? Why is it so important? What are its effects and impacts on our lives? What are the dimensions of this relationship? All of that and much more in this short, cute little anecdote we will listen to together, and we're going to be right back to the point I'm trying to make. Stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear friends, we have a nice story for this part. Thank you very much for listening to Lantern. The two pots. Two pots, one of the brass and the other of clay, stood together on the hearthstone. One day the brass pot proposed to the earthen pot that they go out into the world together, but the earthen pot excused himself, saying that it would be wiser for him to stay in the corner by the fire. "It would take so little to break me," he said. "You know how fragile I am. The least shock is sure to shatter me." "Don't let that keep you at home," urged the brass pot. "I shall take very good care of you. If you should happen to meet anything hard, I will step between and save you." So the earthen pot at last consented, and the two set out side by side, jolting along on three stubby legs, first to this side, then to that, and bumping into each other at every step. The earthen pot could not survive that sort of companionship very long. They had not gone 10 paces before the earthen pot cracked, and at the next jolt he flew into 1,000 pieces. Equals make the best friends.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
I don't want to constantly fall back on that clay pot, brass pot anecdote, because it's just a story. So let's refer ourselves more to the holy verses of the Quran. Prophet Khidr alayhi salam was a man, a wise man of infinite knowledge in his time, and he knew, you know, about all the ropes of life, and he was the great wise one in the story. And his state was very different from Prophet Musa for whatever the reason. And he makes it clear from the very beginning that look, you can't possibly bear this journey with me. You won't be able to tolerate it. And Prophet Musa, he accepted the challenge. And I think it was brave of him. He accepted the challenge, and everything that Khidr did after that was questionable for him. And in every case, he was like, dude, what's your deal? And at the end, Prophet Khidr elaborates for him and explains, this is the difference between them, right? The difference in their levels. But then again, the common ground that they have was that, first of all, they were both sort of appointed by God. And I say sort of because some people debate whether Prophet Khidr was like a Rasul. And that's, again, another different story. First of all, they were both appointed by God. They were both on a mission, on a holy, sacred mission. They both had the same objectives and goals in life, which was the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Musa embarked on this journey to gain Allah's satisfaction. And Khidr did whatever he did through the story because he was ordered by God to do it, you know, throughout the knowledge that he had received from Allah. The other commonality between them was that they were both refined characters, right? Neither of them was a tyrant. Neither of them was a bully. Neither of them did whatever they did whimsically, you know, out of personal desire or for personal gain. They were both pious and righteous. And all of these common things contributed to their growth, even though they were at different levels. So the basically, the moral of the story here, what I'm trying to say, is that life is hella hard. It's hella complicated. And it's going to be hard either way, right? Whether we isolate ourselves or we don't. And both sides have got pros and cons, obviously. No one knows this better than an introvert. But the pros of finding a good friend, a good companion that can aid, support, protect, teach us through this journey, can call us out for our mistakes, can encourage us when we're doing something good, someone who is happy when we're happy and whom we can give good news to and whom we can share bad news with without necessarily being lectured and judged and condemned. Someone that has all the qualities that our narrations describe a good friend should have, like being like a mirror that reflects all our good qualities and helps us reevaluate ourselves. A person who protects us in our absence and stands up for us, doesn't talk behind our back. Someone that we can rely on in times of need. Someone who constantly reminds us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These qualities really shouldn't be taken lightly. And if we find a companion in life that has these qualities, we should grab hold to them and like not let go. Not to an extent where it's like borderline stalking, but develop a nice, a good, sound, firm, sacred bond between one another and help each other grow. Maybe then we won't be so sad and depressed. You know, to find someone that manifests the love of God, someone who's God-sent, if you may. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.